This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have John Rappaport taking over the show. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I've got one more segment here with you, and I want to talk about this fight within the Trump administration over transgender bathrooms. Now, this was reported by the New York Times, and of course, the Trump administration has done the right thing. They have backed off the federal government. They said this is a state issue. This is something that needs to be decided at the local level, and we had the Obama administration trying to blackmail people with by withholding funds under Title IX, and they said, no, we're not going to do this. But the New York Times reported yesterday, and now we see reports today, comments from Betsy DeVos that certainly seem to validate what they were reporting on, that there was conflict in the Trump administration between the new Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and the new Attorney General Jeff Sessions over this. And Donald Trump had to call them into his office, come in and talk to the principal, Betsy, and we're going to tell you what this administration is about, because we understand you were part of the Jeb Bush establishment Republican movement. I thought it was a mistake to put her in there, but Donald Trump wants a big tent of people, and that means that from time to time, he's going to have to come in and say, no, you are going to do this. And so let's hope that there's not going to be a subversion of Donald Trump on the smaller details. That's what concerns me. It's the kind of subversion that can happen when somebody is not going in the same direction as you, where they don't share your goals, your vision for the future, but they oppose you and they're going in the opposite direction. Then we're going to certainly have a situation, a high-profile thing like this. Trump is going to prevail. But on some smaller issues, somebody like this that does not share his viewpoint, who is a dyed-in-the-wool statist, is going to prevail. I'm going to tell you how this broke down. This is reported from the New York Times. They said that according to three Republicans with direct knowledge of the internal discussions, they went to the New York Times and talked about this, Sessions put out an order on day one saying, we are not going to continue with this procedure that it was initiated by the Obama administration, try to legally twist arms at the state level. We're going to shut that down. But they had to do this as a joint statement between the Department of Justice and the Department of Education. They say Sessions, who strongly opposed this, fought Ms. DeVos on the issue, pressed her to relent because he could not go forward without her consent. The order must come from both departments. Mr. Trump sided with his attorney general, these Republicans said, telling Ms. DeVos in a meeting at the Oval Office on Tuesday that he wanted her to drop her objections. And Ms. DeVos, faced with the choice of resigning or defying the president, has agreed to go along. The Justice Department declined to comment on Wednesday, though an official order from the administration was expected to be released as early as Wednesday. Mr. Sessions and Ms. DeVos were still disputing the final language. And then today we get a follow-up article from Breitbart. And Betsy DeVos comes up, and this follows this New York Times article, and she says this. She says, we have a responsibility to protect every student in America and ensure that they have the freedom to learn and thrive in a safe and trusted environment. Actually, no, you're not responsible for my children, Betsy. Get away from my children. These people who have this transgender agenda need to stay away from our kids. We're perfectly capable of raising them ourselves. It does not take a village. It does not take a Department of Education. You know what? Betsy DeVos, David Knight, Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, none of us over a certain age got an education by anything that the Department of Education did, because they didn't exist until Jimmy Carter created them in his presidency that went from 1976 to 1980. So it was less than 4 years old when Ronald Reagan took office. He said he was going to shut it down. He didn't. By the time he finished, it was many times larger. And Betsy DeVos is so reluctant to give over the control of our children's education. She says, at my direction, the Department's Office for Civil Rights remains committed to investigating all claims of discrimination, bullying, and harassment. Well, let me tell you something. the American College of Pediatricians, and we talked about this. When they talk about gender ideology, they say no one, this is pediatricians, no one is born with a gender. Everyone is born with a biological sex. Gender, awareness, and sense of oneself is a sociological, psychological concept, not an objective biological one. A person's belief that he or she is something they are not is at best a sign of confused thinking. It's also a sign of abuse.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour on InfoWars. Well, greetings, everybody. You know, I've been on a lot of shows for a long time. Been a reporter now for 34 years. Never been on a show before where the commercials are the show. But that's where I'm sitting right now because of what happened to InfoWars. Because this company, Adroll, decided that they didn't want to sell ads anymore for, or place ads anymore for InfoWars. I mean, that's like a company saying, well, you know, we're a company and we do business, but we don't want to do business. We don't want to make any money. Really? Is that a business model that I've missed somewhere? Yes, we're in business and we make money, but, you know, InfoWars made $3.3 million last year for InfoWars and for the cause for which they stand, based on this company, AdRoll, placing ads for InfoWars products all over media. And suddenly AdRoll says, well, we don't want that anymore. We're going to drop you. And, of course, as most of you have heard by now, if you try to penetrate the language, their explanation of why they're suddenly dropping InfoWars, I don't know, it's like reading something from a demented raccoon somewhere out in the woods. I mean, can you even begin to understand it? Focus on the merits of this and sensitive potentially that and political this and verifying, you know. It's just six-week-old oatmeal. It doesn't make any sense. It's basically saying, look, we're dropping you because of political pressure, because we're liberals, and we don't want to be associated with this point of view, so we're not going to make money. Forget the money. We're not interested. Not interested at all. Wow. That's a new way to do business. I guess it's the sort of socialist way of doing business, where the government basically runs things and says to businesses, well, we own you, and so you're going to do what we want you to do. You'll produce what we want you to produce, sell it to whom we allow you to sell it at the price we tell you to sell it at, and we're sure you'll be happy. Everything's going to be fine because we're the government, and it'll all be wonderful. And, of course, we're going to have to tax the pants off of people in order for all these programs to move forward. But who cares? Freebies, free services under socialism, united with no liberty and no justice for anybody. So, therefore, that's why the commercials, the InfoWars commercials, are the show. Because the obvious strategy is, since you can get very fine products at InfoWars and help to fund the InfoWars operation, which is basically all about freedom, if you get down to the bottom line, then when I say Super Male Vitality 25% off in the InfoWars store, I'm not just doing a commercial, I'm doing the show, because that's what the show is about, because of all of this lost revenue and a company that decided they didn't want to make money because it was more important to hew to a globalist political agenda. So let me say it again then, Super Male Vitality, 25% off. InfoWars. Life.com, InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce Plus. That's another piece of news on the show, because that's what the show is. It's about the commercials that were taken away from InfoWars by this company that supposedly is doing business, but they're not really doing business, I guess. BrainForce Plus, 25% off. Was $39.95, now $29.95. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Never been on a show before where the ads are the show. But that's the way it is, folks, because we live in an upside-down world, a completely upside-down world. For example, why doesn't this company, AdRoll, it's just strange when it comes off the tongue. I see myself walking into some kind of a shop in the morning where they have coffee, and I say, give me an AdRoll, cream cheese. Anyway, if this company is so concerned about doing the right thing, I have a question. Do they ever put pharmaceutical ads anywhere? Is that part of their business? I know it's part of other companies' business that do that. So I would refer you to July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, revered public health expert at Johns Hopkins, Journal of the American Medical Association, everybody's mainstream credentials, meticulous up and down the line, Starfield concludes, every year in the U.S., FDA-approved pharmaceuticals kill 106,000 people. That's a million killings per decade from FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So wouldn't you expect that a company that is fronting for pharmaceutical companies and putting their ads all over media would be very meticulous in examining what drugs these are and what harm they do to people, and we would see statements verifying that, you know, this has been researched down to the ground, because after all, we, the company who is promoting these ads and placing them everywhere on media, we don't want to be part and parcel and party to killing people. No, 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 no. But we don't see statements like that. Yeah, sure, we'll take the pharmaceutical ads, of course. What's the name of this drug again? Zacazupa, Ziki, lots of X's and Y's and Z's in these drugs. Have you noticed? Exolotl, blottle, zottle. Yeah, this will cure everything. If it doesn't kill you first. Is anybody really doing the research on this that's running the ads or placing the ads? Are you kidding? Because if they did, look what they would find. So let me return to the main news. BioPCA, another InfoWars product, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, was $39.95, now $19.95. BioPCA. That's another piece of news on this show, because the ads are the news, because InfoWars just got canceled out of their deal with a major company that was placing ads for these products all over media, and then said, we're finished, done, we're not going to do that anymore. See, this is what you would get. I mean, come on, grasp this. This is like the government saying, you can't sell this, or you can't advertise this, or you can't say this, you can't talk about this, you can only talk about that. This is right next door to that, because companies, big corporations, are married to the government, and the government is married to them. And whatever the agenda is, that determines how the business runs. That determines how the business runs. So apparently there's no problem with selling pharmaceuticals that kill 106,000 people a year or a million people per decade. That's easy. Anybody can do that. Nobody's going to interfere with that. Protests, riots, never heard of it. Not a problem. But selling really good, really fine nutritional products that in turn support the agenda of InfoWars, the news, the issue of freedom, which is basic to every human on earth, can't do that. Absolutely cannot do that. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Cannot do that. Cannot do that. So I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me recently. Probably won't get through it before we go to the break here, but roughly a week ago, I get a phone call out of the blue, and I mean out of the blue, from the Washington Post, a reporter at the Washington Post. So I say to this reporter, who shall remain nameless simply because I don't want to give him any pub here, how'd you get my phone number? It's not listed. And he said, well, I have access to various databases. Really great. Okay. So He said, well, I want to ask you about a comment that Donald Trump made recently in a speech that he gave. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. He said something to the effect that Hillary gave 20% of U.S. uranium to Russia. This is what Trump said. And I want to get your comment on this. Stay tuned for the rest of the story. Be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour on InfoWars. So as I said at the top here, the ads are the show because the company, AdRoll, has decided to drop making money for some reason. They're not going to put InfoWars ads for these products everywhere like they were doing because, you know, they have a political agenda. That seems quite obvious to me personally. So I will be mentioning these products on and off. And I wanted to finish a story here. So I was saying before the break that a reporter for the Washington Post calls me up out of nowhere. Never talked to the guy before. Don't know how he got my number, which is unlisted. But anyway, he said, so Trump says in a recent speech that Hillary gave 20% of uranium, U.S. uranium, to Putin in Russia. And I wanted to get your comment on that because of and then he sort of indicates that I am InfoWars, you see. And I say, well, hold on. I don't work for InfoWars. I'm not an employee of InfoWars. He said, yes, I know. Ha, 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 ha. He kind of chuckles again. So at this point, I think he knows and I know and he knows that I know and I know that he knows that I know that if he's going to write anything about this, it's not going to be good, right? It's not going to be good. It's somehow going to say that this, the thing that Trump said was not really true about Hillary and the uranium and that I said it was and I'm associated with InfoWars or something, you know, a hodgepodge, right? And he says, well, if you want me to email you the question, then you can. I said, yeah, that'll be better because then I'll be able to give you my exact answer. So he emails me, and in return, I send him a link to the New York Times article of 2015, which spells the whole thing out about Putin, uranium, the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons, the State Department, Hillary. All, you know, a very good circumstantial case for the fact that Hillary was involved in the selling of 20% of U.S. uranium to Russia, which would indicate that she would be closer to Russia, you know, by any stretch of the imagination than all the fake news about Trump having some connections to Russia, right? So I sent him the link. I figured that's enough. And he writes me back and he says, yes, I read that article many times. I'm thinking, you mean it takes more than once to figure out what the circumstantial case is here? A good circumstantial case? Many times. Very profound. And I just decided, okay, that's it. I have no more to say. He wanted a comment. Why should I add to what could very well have been yet one more, you know, of those things that happen. One more of those things where the mainstream decides we know what's going on and these independent media people are just causing a lot of trouble because they're digging up things that we would rather, you know, put into the proper perspective because we have the authority and the gravitas and the experience to understand these things, and they don't. They don't. So I would say to this reporter, you want to write a real story? Like a real story that isn't just, you know, sort of creepy? 106,000 deaths every year in the U.S. from FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. Or extrapolating, and I've gone over this math many times, 1 million deaths per decade from FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. And the federal government is doing nothing systematic to fix it. And advertising agencies and so forth don't care. They'll just run any drug ads from any old pharmaceutical company. You want a real article, Washington Post, that's not fake? Write that. July 26, 2000, Journal American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, and the review was called, Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World? Got it? Don't even have to credit me as a source. just passing along some information to the Washington Post as a citizen doing his service. Go for it. Go for it. Write that article. Then you can sleep well at night knowing that you've done a good thing. No, none of this. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour at InfoWars. You know, we all know that companies like, we're talking social media, Google, have been shutting down people and changing listings and distorting all sorts of things. Why doesn't Google shut down the Washington Post? I mean, to me, that would be an obvious thing to do. Call me crazy. Why? Because the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon. And Jeff Bezos has a contract through Amazon with the CIA. A little contract. $600 million, actually, to provide cloud computing services to the CIA. And we presume that once this contract is fulfilled, I would guess there'd be more. So that would mean, I mean, try to, you know, get this through your skull here. This would mean that the owner of one of the biggest, most authoritative media outlets in the world has a very close personal business, money-making, intimate relationship with the CIA. Wow. I mean, we've long known about the very tight, close relationships between the CIA and the Washington Post, right? But, I mean, this takes it to a whole new level. So that should mean that every time the Washington Post mentions the CIA in an article or gets information from the CIA for an article and doesn't specifically mention the CIA, in either case, there should be a big disclaimer at the head of the article, right? I've mentioned this before. Come on. We at the Washington Post readily admit that our owner, Jeff Bezos, has a $600 million contract with the CIA, and therefore this article should be taken with a tremendously large grain of salt because there's an inherent conflict of interest, because when would we not believe what the CIA is telling us? When would we not take their information and run with it, since our boss has this intimate relationship with it? Thank you very much, and enjoy reading the article below. Come on. I mean, makes sense to me. This is reality. Let's have a dose of reality. Why not? And since that is the case, then why doesn't Google, you know, just say, from now on, we're not going to run any more Washington Post stories, especially when they have any connection to the CIA? Hey, if I were the head of Google, that's what I'd say. Okay, boys, reason I called you into the office today is because didn't we once have a motto, don't do evil or don't be evil? Wasn't that Google's motto at the beginning when everything was fresh and beautiful and new and the internet was just starting out and it was wonderful? So we want to get back to that. And I, as your boss here at Google, we're going to take a step in that direction. And so I'm directing you as of now that we are not going to run any more Washington Post stories that have any reference whatsoever to the CIA. Just erase them, knock them off, forget it, okay? And in fact, I think we'll issue a press release about it because we want to be known as an ethical company, right? I mean, we don't want to mislead people. And while we're at it, somebody just handed me a little clip of a radio broadcast from some website. I don't even want to say what it was, but the citation seemed to be real, that that FDA-approved drugs kill 106,000 people a year in the United States, which is over a million people per decade. I mean, wow. I did not know that. And so I, as the head of Google, have decided that we will now declare a moratorium on any ads that we have anything to do with that are for pharmaceutical drugs until we look into this, okay? And we are going to delist all pharmaceutical companies for the time being, so we don't run any of their material either until we get to the bottom of this, because we don't want to be associated with killing. I mean, if we're not going to do evil, wouldn't you say that should be the case? Get what I'm saying here? So let's return to the main point of the show today, in my hour at least, which is the ads, the commercials for InfoWars products, because their company that sells their ads had decided, for obviously political reasons, not to sell these ads anymore. And millions of dollars of revenue for InfoWars just disappeared like that overnight. And that money needs to be replaced and renewed, even higher levels, because the whole point of the InfoWars operation is, again, the bottom line called freedom. Remember that word? Freedom. Freedom from, for example, globalism. So, here are the products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, that are being featured right now. Consider these news items and products to get, both for your own well-being and health and strength, and to support the cause of freedom at InfoWars. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force Plus, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 25% off. Contains super high quality nascent iodine. Caveman, True Paleo, a new product at InfoWars, 33% off. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 33% off. And for those, mention it, InfoWars storable 3-month food supply. In any situation, 3 months supply. InfoWars storable 3 months food supply. Any person who buys that then automatically receives a free Alexa Pure water filter. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Do it, okay? Do it. So, there are so many of these contradictions here, and of course, they became apparent to me almost as soon as I got into the news business in 1982. And these contradictions that I'm talking about here motivated me to call my website No More Fake News in 2001. Because it was clear to me that major media were the source of fake news. That's where you would go. If you want to find fake news, this is where you go, folks. And again, I mean, if I were in charge of the advertising department at these networks, CBS, NBC, and so forth, Washington Post, New York Times, that's the way I would advertise. That's just my quirk. But I would say we are the center for fake news. Get your fake news here every day. We will shield you from what is actually happening in the world. That would be my pitch. And I think it might work better than their pitch, because if you haven't noticed, they are sinking into the sea. The New York Times just keeps on refinancing the financing of the financing of the debt. When I was a kid, everybody in my neighborhood got the New York Times on Sunday. And if you were of a certain lack of strength as a kid, you could hardly lift the paper. It was so heavy and so thick and so full of God knows what. And now, check out the Sunday Times. You know, could balance it on one finger, not a problem. What's been happening? They're going into the toilet. They just are. They can't sustain their operation. And they refuse to tell the truth about anything that people really want to know about, which would bring them back from the brink into the black again, from the red. They just won't do it. They absolutely won't do it. Let's see if I have another great example here. Well, the last time I was on, I spoke about the number one U.S. mind control program at U.S. colleges being psychiatry, because of a statistic, 25% of all college students in the U.S. last year were either diagnosed with a mental disorder or treated for a mental disorder. So U.S. colleges are now psychiatric clinics. And I went on to explain how psychiatry chapter and verse is a pseudoscience. It's fake science. All the way down the line. All the way down the line. To the proposition that some kind of a chemical brain imbalances at the heart of all mental disorders, totally refuted, just another urban myth, legend, and so on and so forth. They have no evidence to back it up, no proof, no anything. There is no defining diagnostic laboratory test for any of the 300 officially certified mental disorders. That's a story. If the New York Times wanted to pound on the story every day for a year until the criminals came out of the woodwork in the psychiatric profession and began to confess en masse that they have been fronting for a toxic, highly dangerous drug operation called psychiatry based on no science whatsoever, would that be a Watergate? Hey, that would be a Watergate times 1,000. If you pounded on it long enough, and you got the confessions, and you got the government agencies and people inside the FDA saying, yeah, we knew it, and we just approved the drugs anyway, and so on and so forth. Scandal? Up to the sky. Selling papers on the street? New York Times? Couldn't keep them on the rack. Could not keep them on the rack. Would not be able to. Will they ever print it and pound on it and expose it and dig down deep into it and drag these goblins out into the open and get them to confess and look into their devious, slimy backgrounds and just expose the guts, the steaming guts of the whole psychiatric operation? Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. Because all of these operations are interlocked. The medical cartel, the psychiatric branch of the medical cartel, the pharmaceutical industry, the advertising dollars, the major media, the six corporations that own the major media, etc., etc., etc. It's all of a piece. But they could resuscitate themselves. And InfoWars happens to be an example of living proof of an operation that came from zero into where it is today. All the way up and up and up and up and up. It can be done. It can be done. Without having to obfuscate and cover it all up. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm talking, I'm telling you. Nobody's stopping me from saying the medical system in the U.S. kills 225,000 people a year. Same citation, July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association. There it is, Barbara Starfield. That's 2.25 million people killed per decade. About a million from the FDA-approved drugs, and the rest from mistreatment and errors in hospitals. And nobody at the federal level is doing anything productive to fix that. Think of it. Third leading cause of death in the U.S. And these are all conservative estimates. I'm fully aware that other research has pinned these death figures higher. I'm giving you the mainstream conservative estimate. Imagine a podcast from the New York Times in which somebody like me would sit there and just say this, and I can prove it, and I'll give you some more studies to back it up. Can you imagine? The roof would fly off the New York Times building. And then, you know, that would make it a legitimate media operation for a few seconds. And then you would follow up by saying, and we're running a page one story on this tomorrow with a big banner headline. And we're going to pound on this story about medically caused death every day, every week, for the next couple of years, and we're going to expose much more and name names and show you the people that have been covering all this up and the government agencies that have been covering it up and the hearings that never happened and the lies and the crimes and the threats of death. I can show you, don't have it in front of me, Martha Rosenberg, a very good medical reporter, interviewed an FDA drug reviewer, and I'm hoping I'm getting his name right, Ronald Kavanaugh. He reviewed pending drugs for the FDA, and he talked about being threatened if he didn't give a seal of approval, that he felt that his family's life was in danger, okay? Family's life, that sounds like the mob, doesn't it? Like a mob threat, like a mafia threat. So if the New York Times decides, well, we're just going to take this on, folks. Hey, they'd have 100 million views on their podcast every day as they probe deeper and deeper and deeper into this. They would become a legitimate media operation, not fake news. It's pretty simple, the formula for success. You tell the truth, and then you tell the truth. And then you tell the truth again, and then you tell deeper truth, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper. That's what you do. I'm going to take a break and come back with our last segment. John Rappaport sitting in it. No more, I was going to say, no more fake news. Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
back for last segment in the fourth hour. I just want to end with this, which is a bit of a departure from what I've been talking about, but it really isn't, because we're talking about fake news versus actual news. The real reason that Richard Nixon, who was a crook, a liar, a parody of a president, and all of the rest of it, was shoved out of office and impeached and driven away, he resigned, actually, from the White House, was he put on tariffs on certain goods coming into the United States in order to protect domestic companies that were producing the same goods. He went off script. Now, whatever else is true about Nixon and all of those machinations and so forth and so on, that was the real bottom line reason that he was shoved out of the White House, because the Rockefeller globalists had to get their agenda back on track. And free trade, which is their economic linchpin, means that mega corporations will not have to pay tariffs. They can roam around the world. They can go to hell holes, produce their goods cheaply, export them anywhere. And when those goods arrive, no tariffs, which means they can undercut anybody. There's not a level playing field. It's obvious. This is one of the basic tenets of globalism. This is insanity. It's criminality on every possible level. That's what Nixon started to do. And if that had taken hold and other nations began to wake up and say, well, we're suffering the same problem, so we should lay on tariffs too, this could have gotten way out of hand. And so he went, gone, finished. At bottom, the exact same operation is being mounted against Donald Trump. Two very different men, two very different presidents, two very different humans, not saying one equals the other, but in that single respect, Trump has ignited a firestorm of awakening and conversation all over the world about globalism versus nationalism, about trade treaties, about the destruction of jobs, the torpedoing of economies in industrialized nations. Don't care whether you like Trump, you hate him. Doesn't matter. Don't care whether, for the purposes of this conversation, he really intends to attack the globalists head on in every respect. That's a discussion for another time. All I'm saying here is the very fact that he was the only modern presidential candidate to bring up the issue of what globalism really is and to pound on it day in, day out, until people began to wake up all over the world, is sufficient for the globalists to decide this guy has got to go. Just like they did in the 1970s with Richard Nixon. This is what happens when you expose, much less go up against, the globalist agenda. This is what happens. And that's another story on which the New York Times and the Washington Post and CBS and CNN, et cetera, could make their bones again and rise out of the ashes of their horror. It's my advice, tell the truth or die by your own hand. Thank you, folks. See you next time.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.